got any plans for tonight? No? Why not? I mean, I'm not doing anything either. How about we take in a movie? There's something new at the Lux. It's European. It might be art. But if you're still interested, I'll meet you there. The Vanishing Point.
Was he the one behind the wall?
I'm not sure.
Do you like to stay and watch credits, too?
Yes, I was interested to see who that gaffer was.
You're going to think I'm really stupid, but what is a gaffer?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Just, I know your lifestyle, dear, and I can't have you eating off of our plates. So we had Thanksgiving dinner on paper plates. She threw mine in the garbage before their dog was born.
Shall we go?
Sure. Is this your scarf?
Oh, yes. I guess I was so moved.
You see, if you think ribbon, you think ribbon. Which makes you think Alan's ribbon. Which makes you think
girl, woman.
So you liked it?
Well,
My feelings exactly.
I don't know if it's my own lack of sensitivity being a lowly broker.
No, I'm sorry, but when I don't know who is who or where we are or what they're talking about, I don't think it's me, it's them.
Check out his hat!
What did she say?
Oh, who knows? You know how they are.
Next time, I'm simply not going to move.
Well, you'll get bumped into.
I'm just going to the washroom and see what's
These carpets are so soft. You can hear your own footsteps. I hope you don't object to a little old-fashioned chivalry.
No. Hell, you're stronger. You open the door. Ooh, it's quite chilly.
Well, how about a drink to warm us up?
Ooh, okay, sure.
It's awful.
Talk? They gabble at the top of their lungs all day long.
Right here, okay?
Looks fine to me.
Is this okay?
Sure. As long as they have scotch.
I'm sure they will.
Well, good. These two people are leaving.
He doesn't want to be a part of this deal. Then we cut him out. It is as simple as that.
Aren't you going to take off your coat?
No, I'm kind of cold-blooded, you know. Once the chill gets in my bones.
So what can I get you folks tonight?
Go ahead.
I'll have scotch. Glenfiddich, if you have it, on the rocks.
We got it. And what can I get for you, sir?
I'll have a beer.
Export Blue 50 Golden Amstel Miller Classic.
Light. Do you have a light beer?
Yeah, we got Labatt's Light, Carlsberg Light, Export
Light. I'll have a Labatt's Light, please.
Okay, Glenfiddich on the rocks. What?
Rude woman.
Hey, she's just frazzled. I know. I used to waitress in college. It's hell.
Well, she's not getting my tip.
So, what do you think of the market?
Me? Oh, I think it's going to go higher, don't you?
Absolutely. The feds are going to loosen up the old money supply, and we're away.
Glenfiddich on ice and beer, a Labatt's Light. That'll be $2.75 plus $2.50. That's
$5.25, and here's a quarter for you.
Keep it.
What? Unbelievable gall.
Yeah, I guess.
I should talk to the manager about her.
Oh, give her a break. She probably has 5 kids and no man.
Well, still, that doesn't give her a right to... Oh, well, never mind. So, what do you like this week?
Mines are looking good. VO, dump.
I've had a terrible month.
How bad is it?
Unbelievable. I lost my clients a fortune.
Options?
God, it's noisy in here. Yeah, yes, options.
It's always a gamble. They'll probably be back.
I'm going to be in the bottom rung of the broker's ratings this month in big print for everyone to see at the bottom. Philip Bench.
Oh, maybe the pit is getting to you.
50 people in a room shouting into phones. They're all doing $5,000 gross a day. And today, do you know what I did? In the afternoon, I did one ticket. 15 shares of Abitibi price for a bar mitzvah. I mean, it's farcical, isn't it?
Maybe you should take a holiday.
I can't afford a holiday.
Yeah, it's tough. Great song.
I just seem to have bad luck.
Oh, it'll get better. Look at that guy. He's dancing on the table.
Silly people. The time? Yeah, yes, it's 11:37. Are you late?
Well, it's just I have to go to fitness class tomorrow morning, and, well...
And you'd like to get some sleep. Well, I'll just down this. There, shall we go? I'd hold your coat for you, but you still have it on.
Oh, real old-fashioned. Nobody's done that for me in a long time.
I would have.
I'll get the door.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for a very nice
Look,
evening.
I'll just get the car. You wait here.
Okay. Sure. Barbara? Is that you under that tube?
Ellen? How are you? My God, I haven't seen you for...
About 2 years? You know Jim, don't you?
No, I don't think we've...
You haven't met Jim? Oh, my God. Well, this is Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you. I heard that you two
get... Yeah, we got married in November.
That's great. Well, look, here's my ride. So, real nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Just ran into some old friends.
Oh, you should have introduced us.
Oh, sorry. I just didn't think...
No? You'll have to direct me. I can't quite remember.
Actually, it's just around the corner. Take the first left on Fremont and then right again at the lights.
An attractive street.
Yeah. I love this neighborhood.
When you get a chance to see it.
Exactly. Sometimes on Sunday for a couple of hours.
It's an awful profession, really.
And I'm just right here. Oh, sorry. You were supposed to turn right back here. Don't worry. I'll just get out. Philip, I'll just get out here if that's okay. Excuse me, Phil. Philip, are you all right? Phil?
Just be quiet for a second.
What?
I said keep quiet. Stop.
Why? Is there something up ahead? What is it?
Stop.
Philip? Where are you taking me? Please stop the car. I'd like to go home. Now, wait a minute. Raj didn't put you up to this, did he? Oh, God, I hate surprises.
I said shut your mouth.
Philip, let me out of this car. I said let me out of it.
I have to go home early to get up for fitness class.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Phil. It's just that
hurt? I'm not hurt. What makes you think you can
I didn't mean that.
Then say what you mean.
If you'd just stop driving. Phil, look, I'm really sorry if I've made you angry.
You couldn't make me angry.
Then why are you driving me away from my house? Phil, look, I know you've had a bad month. Why don't we go back to my place and talk
about
it?
We're doing what I want to do, not what you want to do, what I want to do.
Philip, you do not know me well enough to do this. Now turn around the car.
Don't talk to me like that. Don't ever talk to me like that.
Do you... I could... You know, I have more clients than I can handle. Maybe you would do me a favor and take on a couple.
I don't want your clients.
Well, We could... Why don't we... I know. Why don't you come for a drink after work on Monday? A lot of us go, and you might get some really good tips.
If I wanted to go to your cocktail parties, I would have come by now.
Well, you're obviously very upset, Philip, and I'm just trying to think of a way...
Like an animal in a trap. Thinks and thinks, and finally has no choice but to bite its legs
Philip,
off.
Don't talk like that.
It was a joke. Listen, tell me something. You, someone like you, could never think of me, of a guy like me, in that kind of way.
What?
Could you?
What kind of way?
You know what kind of way? A kissing way.
A kissing way? Of course. Why not? You're very attractive.
Don't lie.
Oh, Philip, please stop the car. Just let me out and I'll walk home, okay? Please.
Stop saying please, Barbara. It doesn't make sense. See, please means if you please, and I please to do what I'm doing or I wouldn't be doing it. Get it?
I'm sorry.
Why? Do you have to micturate or something?
What's that?
You don't know? I can't believe it. Aren't you the one that's so clever, winning all the Trivial Pursuit games for your team? Roaring with laughter at me when I didn't know where Soweto was? Well, I did know. I did know, damn you, I just couldn't say it. It just slipped my mind. It's in South Africa. See, I know, I know.
I was only laughing in fun, Phil.
Micturate means urinate. Pee. Another one for you. Expectorate. Come on, come on. Guess if you don't know.
I don't know.
Miss Hotshot Broker, don't know. Spit. To expectorate is to spit. See, I do know some things.
Philip, you may not believe this, but I know what it's like to have a bad month. I've had a few of them myself.
No, you haven't. You're lucky, and luckies don't like unluckies. Unluckies give luckies the creeps.
Philip, look, I think that maybe you're having a kind of minor breakdown due to nervous exhaustion. And that you just... Oh.
If you keep running traffic lights, we're going to be stopped.
Luckies like you feel good in their skin. They know they belong in the world, that they should get up in the morning. Me, I'm like someone in a too tight suit and a too tight out of date.
Oh, no. You've got it all wrong, Philip. Really. Like, you're... All the girls at work think you're very attractive. Really. Look at you. You're 6 foot tall. You've got those huge shoulders. Where are you taking me?
You see through my shoulders, don't you? You see right through my shoulder bone onto the me. The tiny, tiny me who contracts like a snail every time anybody even looks at me coldly.
Philip, I really think you're dramatizing.
Well, you see it. I know you do. That's why you wanted to go home early tonight, because you see what a suck.
Philip!
You, because you're sharp. And the doctor, because he looks at my pupils with the lights and he can see the pressure on my brain, the pressure of being such a suck, such a...
Philip, you are driving dangerously close to that Buick.
I could see it in your face every time you looked at me, every morning in the elevator. God, this guy's a jerk, you were thinking.
I was not, Philip. I was not. I was thinking, actually, how cute you were and how stupid I felt around such a cute guy.
Bullshit! You saw me shaking that day when Ken Danby brought in the big dog. You saw me sweating and...
What? The Bouvier? Last week?
I saw you looking at me.
There is nothing wrong with being scared of dogs. Hell, I'm scared of snakes.
You're female.
That makes no difference.
Oh, but it does. You women say it doesn't. You say you want to see us men be soft and cry, but if we do, it's game over. You hate our guts.
Philip, don't pass any more cars. Where are you taking me? There's nothing down here. Philip, why are you taking me to the country? I don't like cows.
A grown man petrified of big dogs are stupid.
My grandfather was scared of kitchen chairs. So what's the big deal? He had these episodes where he'd be scared of the chairs. We didn't think any less of him. Philip, why are you stopping?
Stupid to drive.
You're hurt.
Help!
Not getting away from me now. Oh,
I'm gonna...
You scream again, and I'll knock you out. I mean it, Barbara.
Oh, God, help me.
Come back, woman. Come on. You try that again. There. Now, sit still. And don't try that again. Oh, Christ! Just like those sick-faced girls in grade six who used to laugh and whisper every time I walked by. Oh, especially that one, Marinda. She really thought she was it. You really think you're it,
no,
don't you?
No, I don't. I really, really don't.
You think you're it because you know my wish.
I don't know anything about you, Philip.
Yes, you do. You know the worst. You know the most disgusting, sick, disgusting thoughts I have. And that's why I have to tell you.
Tell me what?
What I wish. What I really wish.
I don't know what you wish.
Yes, you do. You know, I can see by your little eyes that you know, that when I see an attractive woman in the halls, that although the outside of me is thinking, oh yes, I'd like to chat with her, the inside side is seeing my knife, my tomato knife clean, slicing her throat till her head like a ham wrapped in plastic, and you cut through the plastic till her head falls back, like hanging on by the skin, and she's there with her eyes, and I give her a kiss, a long French kiss.
Stop it!
You can't stand it. The idea of me kissing, because you could never think of me in a kissing way, could you? How could you? Me, the jerk, who bled from his fingers in the winter every winter. I had to wear gloves all day in school because I bled from my fingers, from the dryness of winter, winter in Winnipeg. Everything so goddamn dry, you got a shock every time you touch something, really, a shock. And the girls' hair all electric, standing up from their sweaters, set my teeth on edge, that electric hair with a smiling. I hate Winnipeg, because I'd run outside to get away from the electric and I'd be hit by the cold. Cold so cold it got into your muscles and stayed there like insults from guys on the ice. Those insults, so mean, because I kept screwing up, because I couldn't concentrate, because I thought of the ice as a girl who I skated and skated, but she still stayed ice. She still stayed ice. You all stay ice.
Some of us are nice, Philip.
You are sharp and frozen. You wear sharp high heels, those sharp high heels that crack on the linoleum.
Linoleum?
Tiny half moon marks. I saw them once when I fainted one day and woke up and looked and saw tiny half moon marks. What the hell are these? I asked the guy and he said, oh, those are from the damn high heels. The women wear the damn high heels.
They're just shoes. They don't.
They show the lie like water, like water. God, the most prettiest thing I ever saw was in the book place, the library, yes, and sitting with a bunch of Chinese doing math, and I saw this girl from behind, and she lifted her arm, the sight of her breast from behind. Girls, you girls, like a pond of water lapping, and I'm so glad, I'm so tired, and I'm gonna dive in, and I run towards it, and it laps, and I run, and I dive, and it's hard. It's ice. That ice that I skated, it's ice. You're a lie. Your curves are a lie.
Philip!
Yes.
Will you let me show you that I can be nice?
What do you mean? What are you doing?
Just touching your hair. You have nice hair. Oh. Really nice hair. A nice nose. Lovely jaw. You know, it's kind of funny, but I'm sort of flattered that you chose me to tell these things to.
Oh, that feels nice. A
the way you touch me.
It feels nice to me, too.
Kiss my neck. Oh, yes. Kiss it again. Oh, yes.
Philip, this is crazy. But I'm getting really aroused. And I would like to make love to you. I mean, I would like you to make love to me. Please.
You would?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't stand it. I can't stand
it. What's the matter?
The only reason you're doing this is because you're scared. You'd never have me in any other...
That's not true. That's not true, Philip, really. Somehow you taking me tonight has made you very sexy.
Stop lying. Stop lying!
You let me go! Let me go! Oh, my God, I pray to you every night. Please don't let me down now. Please, please, please!
Why? Why do you want to go back so badly? What makes you think anybody would miss you?
Because they would.
No, they wouldn't. Not really. Oh, I guess there would be a big fuss at first. Everybody in the pit talking about it. The women weeping. Lots of people at a big funeral. But you know what, Barbara? Most of them, in a small way, somewhere in their being, would be quite pleased. Quite pleased to have something to talk about in the washrooms, at lunch, something new in their lives. Quite pleased.
So you're planning to hurt me?
I can't let you go.
Well, then, why don't we go on a trip? Hey, I know we could go to Miami, to Key West. It's supposed to be really nice there. Or drive up to the Yukon.
No, we're not going anywhere.
Oh, God, what pleasure could you possibly get from this? Wouldn't you rather win my friendship? You still could, you know. I won't tell anybody, I promise. You can have all my money. I've got a bank card. I've got $14,064.
You know I don't want money.
Then what do you want? What do you want?
I'm not sure.
You have no right! You have no right to take me away, to steal me and keep me here! To make me listen to your sick, sick mind! I don't want to be here! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! You're gonna kill me, aren't you? You're gonna kill me. You've probably been planning it for months, a sort of revenge against all women. Well, do it, then. Just do it now. I can't wait any longer. I can't play any longer. Just put your hands around my throat and squeeze. Squeeze it out. Squeeze me out of my body now. Come on. Come on. Come on!
God, I'm so sorry. I didn't... Oh, please, go. I drive you home, but I think I'm going a long way away. I'm so sorry. God.
No. I don't want to go now. I want you to kill me. I want to stay. I want you to kill me. Kill me.
Please, just go.
I want you to kill me.
Why?
Because I take up too much space. I breathe in too much air. I'm a bad person. I talk about all my friends behind their backs. I don't visit my parents enough. I don't care about my mother's health. I don't like ugly people. I want them to leave. I don't give to hunger. I've always had everything.
I was mean to the losers in high school. I laughed at the cripples because they made me sick. I didn't want to be near them. I didn't want to be near you because you're weird. I don't want to be near me. Nobody should be near me. I'm infected. I'm rancid. And it won't, you're right, it won't make any difference at all to anybody's life if I'm not there. So I want to be dead, to be not to be here, to be nothing, not me. I don't want to be me. I am sick of me. I just want to be blackness. I do. Oh, I remember once coming out of anesthetic and feeling the mask and wishing I could have just stayed under. Oh, yes, kill me. Put holes in me. Because I don't think I can get out of bed and wash my hair another day. I don't want another stupid.
Is she? No. Still breathing. Oh. You fainted so I wouldn't get to see, to hear you beg while I keep... Philip, what are you saying? Killed? I wanted to kill you because you... I couldn't stop thinking about the way you looked when you saw me shaking at that dog. Yeah, I knew that you knew me and I didn't want you to tell, but... Oh, God. I wish I had some Maalox. Maybe I should try. Just put my hands around her throat. Oh, no. Of course not. You couldn't do that. You should have known, sucko, from the rabbit. Yes, everybody else knows. Mom and Dad and Archie and Linda, Sunday, and Dad took us out to catch rabbits, and I stand by the rabbit hole. Dad puts in the weasel to chase them out, and I'm to catch them one by one and snap their necks with my hands. And I waited. The weasel went in, and the rabbits came out so fast, and I caught one, and it looked at me with these eyes. And I just let it go, like an asshole. And then we went home, and I was the joke. Hey, Eleanor, Philip had the rabbit, and he just let it go. He had it right in his hand, and he let it go. And they laughed all through dinner. And I took a bath, and my father looked in, and he said, "Stupid you, you had the rabbit, and you just let it go." I had the rabbit, and I just let it go. I had the rabbit in my hands. Oh, God. God. Now she'll never think of me that way. She'll see me in the pit and she'll think, what a suck. He had me in his hands and he just let me go.
So, it seems Barbara will live to wash her hair another day. And Philip will return to the pits to sell a few more shares. He should check out his portfolio. Trading's brisk at the vanishing point.
A Kissing Way by Judith Thompson, starring Hardy T. Lynham as Philip and Nikki Godani as Barbara. You also heard Brenda Webb, Karen Woolridge, Malika Mendez, Bruce Vavrina, and Michael Riley in a variety of roles. Casting consultant was Catherine Kester. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. And the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. A Kissing Way was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Until next week, I'm Chris Henry, wishing you good night.